Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, my very dear sisters and brothers from all around the world, welcome to another episode of Youth Station. Here we are once more. This is Asma, and with me I have my very dear friend Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, dear listeners, today we're going to talk about the thing which is very much common between all the human beings, which
and that
is
crying.
Are you a crying person, Zainab?
Well, what if I tell you we are always constantly in a state of crying? First, we have to understand what is that, like tears.
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes are producing tears constantly.
That's salty water.
Yeah, that's, I guess, some half a teaspoon
in
a day. Our eyes produce that. And yes, as you rightly said, it's just water. Most of it is water.
Mm-hmm.
But it has some percent of salt. It has some percent of chemicals.
And so much of emotions.
Not always.
Most of the time.
I'll tell you where.
Mm-hmm. But so you have done a research upon tears.
I have read this topic so much because, you know, when Muharram comes in and we see these tearful eyes, tearful people, and then coming out from those gatherings as a least distressed person, it has compelled me to go for a research for a number of times. So I have, yes, definitely done a lot of a lot.
We're going to make use of whatever you have gone through then.
Yes. So I was saying, first of all, we have tears.
Yeah.
Tears are, most of the percent is water, and then some percent is salt, and some percent are chemicals, and there are some enzymes which are there to protect you from germs.
Yeah.
So you constantly have tears in your eyes because of the tear glands. Mm-hmm. And you produce some half a teaspoon of tears in a day just to keep your eyes, you know, you have
the water that keeps your eyeballs healthy.
And interestingly, Asma, it's not just water. When I was just researching on this for some long time ago, I found that it's not just water. It's some percent of oil as well.
Yes, yes, I've been through that as well.
To keep that, you know,
and
moistness.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
Oil.
Otherwise, your eyes will dry up.
Yeah.
The tears will evaporate.
So there's a poem that says, "Tears, idle tears, I know not what they mean. Tears from the depth of some divine despair that gathers in the heart and rises to the eyes."
Wow.
So that is what I know about tears.
Oh, well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Now these are the normal tears we always
But
have.
Mostly the kind of tears that we as human beings are facing are just these kind of idle tears.
Yeah, which flow from your eyes.
Yes, and they are full of emotions.
You know, we basically have a drainage system for the flowing of tears.
Yeah.
And that's through nose. You might have experienced.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When you're crying, you have a running nose.
Yeah.
Because that's the actual draining system.
Let's put that physical part aside and come to the point that, why do we cry?
We cry because of, you mean to say, why do we have this overflow of tears that comes out of our eyes?
Yeah.
We have that because of
why suddenly
situations.
You sit in a place and you remember something sad or something very happy, and then suddenly you feel like your eyes are getting watery.
You put it there, you know. You said, why do we cry? We cry at some situations. Mm-hmm. Either you're very sad.
Yeah.
Or you're very happy.
You're very happy.
Or some dust has just entered your eyes.
Yeah.
Or you're cutting onions.
Yes. So,
well, the most of the thing that we deal with is the sad and emotional tears.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we see most of the times. I mean, we never say like we are always in a state of crying.
Yeah.
And when you're emotional, you kind of per minute release some half a cup of water,
yeah.
half a cup of tears mm-hmm. from your eyes. But when you're emotional, hundreds of research have been done which say that the chemicals released with these emotional and sad tears mm-hmm. were quite different than the normal tears.
Yeah. This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir. Dear listeners, you were listening to Youth Station. We were talking about crying and do not cry upon trivial things. Tears help you, even if they are
because you're releasing stress.
Yeah.
The chemicals that you release yeah. right now were the stress hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, 90% of this is the stress yeah. hormones, especially when you're emotional. And yeah. why do we see that, Asma?
Mm.
We see that in these gatherings of Muharram.
Yeah, that is very true, yes.
And that's why I think we feel that.
And they are the sort of very special teardrops because, as just you mentioned it earlier, when you come out of those morning sessions, you do not feel like you're depressed or you have cried your eyes out. It just feels like you feel lighter.
Because
like
you have drained out all the stress hormones out of mm-hmm. your body.
And I guess that is because those tears are very special and they have rewards behind them.
Yeah. As you need to excrete
mm-hmm.
extra salt, extra water yeah. from your body through sweating and other excretory processes, you need mm-hmm. to excrete the stress out of your body.
Do we have idle tears, Zainab? Tears that have got no values in them?
Yes, crocodile tears. We do have. That's something related to your brain. Like you signal your brain something. Mm-hmm. Your heart signals your brain something. You start crying over
yeah.
very non-serious things or like maybe to please someone or to show off and all. That's why they are called.
And sometimes over something very trivial or very little, you cry. That's why we have been recommended in our narrations to whenever we feel crying, we must cry for the sorrows of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Because yeah. those tears are going to be rewarded.
Yeah.
And they are valuable tears. They're not just idle tears. You sit in a corner and you do that. You cry your eyes out and there's nothing out of it.
You basically are going to extinguish the hellfire with those 3 years. That's true.
So, okay, guys. So we come to this point that tears are necessary. These are the part of our living thing. So as we are living beings, we have to cry, and it happens most of the times. But sometimes crying for worldly things, for trivial things, is not the rightest thing to do. Yes, yeah. it do release the emotion that you have, but you should consider that these tears must have a value. So whenever you're going to cry, as we have been recommended, we have to cry for something valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as I told you.
Yeah.
There was a scholar who used to cry in those morning sessions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So he asked his family to keep that handkerchief that he used to dry out his tears in order to be the witness of whatever he has done in this world, whatever teardrops he have gathered in that handkerchief, in order to witness for
because
him.
Because he knew that those tears were valuable.
Yeah, and those tears are going to be the witness in the world to come.
Yes, because on that day when we will be shocked,
mm-hmm.
We will be in a state of shock, we won't be able to talk,
yeah,
everything around us will be
and
talking.
And also we should consider
the earth
that
will be witness, our
these
tears will
teardrops be are very special. Just as I told you, we have a narrations that says how valuable these tears are. We do think that these tears are not just something worldly, just a salty water that comes out of your eyes. These tears contain so much of words inside of them.
Yeah, you know, actually, a believer is wise. It's in Quran. A believer is always wise, choosy,
yeah,
clever.
Yeah.
So whenever like you as a female are cooking something at home, you make mm-hmm. so many efforts into it.
Yeah.
But with just one intention, you can change that mubah thing, that something that had no value, that was neutral,
yeah,
into a recommended thing, into
exactly
a mustahab and recommended mm-hmm. thing, with just changing the intention while you're cooking. Like,
so it's all about intentions.
It's all about intentions. Like when you're even like, as you said, you are feeling depressed,
mm-hmm.
you want to cry, just cry in the name of Ahlul Bayt,
yeah,
be wise, turn this idle thing into a recommended mustahab.
So we shouldn't
thing.
Let these teardrops
as
be a
believer,
sign of
you
weakness.
Have to be wise.
These,
you have to be wise in every
yeah.
state of your life. You
yeah.
have you can change just level of mm-hmm. your actions from neutral level to a recommended level just with the change of intention.
Exactly. Yeah. So these cries are not the sign of weakness. These are actually the sign of strength and power, and one day these are going to be helping us.
Witness.
Yeah, as the witness, they would come
and not
to
just these tears.
Yeah,
the earth, the place, the country you were staying in.
Every single thing you have touched,
it will speak on that day.
Yeah,
that this person at this particular time was staying on me,
mm-hmm.
walking on me, and that time he was crying for a little
yeah.
bit. So
or
what better than this?
Exactly,
and we are in need of such kind of witness on
of
that day.
Of course, yeah. Instead of crying, as I told you, instead of crying for our miseries,
yeah.
we cry for a greater cause that is going to stand for us someday.
Yes.
Nobody can tell you, do not cry. It's a permission that God has given you to release your emotions through the channels of your eyes and to cry your eyes out how much you like. But try to do it upon something that is so much
wisely.
Great, yeah, and do it in a way that is going to be a witness for you, and someday these tears would talk for you,
yeah,
and they would be a help for you. So also, Zainab, we already know about the energy that everything contains, right?
Yeah.
Even those teardrops might have special energies.
They do have.
We talked about it already. It was about the intention.
Yeah. Professor Emoto, a Japanese researcher, did a research on water.
Yeah.
And he would call water with different names, and he did tremendous research. And then he would find that whatever he would say, the water would attain shapes, the
yeah.
same shapes. You know, water, even if you put physically water in some vessel, it again attains the same shape.
Yeah.
In the same way, human body, more than 70% of it contains of water. So when you're draining that out emotionally, it is attaining shapes.
Yeah.
It is attaining those beautiful spiritual shapes. Rather than draining your energy, it is providing you energy.
Yeah.
But when it's emotional.
So what you actually are trying to say is that the intention that you have would give those teardrops a sort of a special energies, and they would take different shapes.
Yeah.
So the shape of those tears would be different, of course, when you cry for something that has got a great cause.
Yeah.
Than when you are doing that for a special thing, for something that you didn't get or achieve. So, dear listeners, since we are in the month of Muharram, whenever you have that gathered tears in your eyes, please, please do not forget us from your prayers. And I hope you had enjoyed this session. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mm-hmm.